The Big Breakfast Show with Stan, Mishka and Carl.
It's the only show that will keep you laughing and entertained wherever you are.
Every morning, first thing.
Only on Good Hope FM, Cape Town's original.
Oh, Hendrix, Norman Leslie, morning, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Let's start with you. What's your claim to fame? My producer is very excited about you.
My claim to fame, I am the selfie king of the Cape Flats.
I love that.
I've perfected selfies to the point where it's. I feel like I deserve like a Nobel Prize for selfies. That's my claim to fame. Oh, and I tell stories.
Tell us about the stories you tell.
I recently finished a film along with Norman, a film that I wrote, and I'm not a writer, let me put it out there. I'm not a writer, but I do have stories to tell.
Sure.
So I wrote a story, and then I collaborate with Norman because he's an actual script writer, and he created this what is now called Lost Hope. And it's a story of childhood trauma, of mental health issues, of pain, but also of redemption, of the power of love and how love can heal.
Beautiful. That's amazing. Does the story come from past trauma?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm a survivor of childhood sexual violence.
Okay.
And I use the word survivor because words have meaning. Words have power. So I was a victim back then, but I'm a survivor now.
No longer the victim. Oh,
no,
Hendrix.
No longer the victim.
Our guest, Norman Leslie. Hello. Morning. Welcome.
Good morning, sir.
Tell me about your script writing.
Where to start? I'm just a hustler, so I try to take control of the whole process, of the whole production process. So I do script writing, I direct, and I edit, and I act as well.
That's amazing. That's incredible. Where are you guys from?
Oh my God, where am I not from? I was born in Mitchell's Plain, moved to Retreat when I was 5 years old, and then I grew up in Retreat, Steenberg, Lavendale, Seawinds. So I'm from the hood, but I've been living in southern suburbs, Claremont, for about 20 something years.
Sure.
But I'm a hood guy in my heart.
Venetia says hi to you.
Hi, Venetia.
Very inspired by you. She says you're a good human.
Thank you so much. That is, I struggle to accept compliments, but because I don't always see myself how other people see me. I think also maybe that is probably a trauma response, spending most of your life feeling less than and basically hating who you are. But I'm learning to accept these compliments. I'm learning to accept the fact that I deserve nice things. I deserve to be happy. And that's the beautiful side of getting onto the other side of the healing journey, where you start falling in love with yourself. It's an amazing feeling.
Tell me about acting.
Acting, I've been acting for about 15 years, but this has always been my dream. I think I was about 8 years old when I realized that this is what I wanted to do. I didn't know the word for it, but my lived experiences was rough, it was traumatic. So going into this make-believe world where I would play these different characters, for me it was, at that young age, it was a form of escapism, and that's where I fell in love with storytelling. And today I'm an actor, and it's what I do, it's what I love, it's what feeds my soul.
Big shout out to Earl and to Norman, top of the morning, to talented guys, Noel Raiders. Troy also says, guys, aware, what's happening? 7945 for the win. It's a lot of love coming through on our social media platforms. Any questions, let me know. So I was inspired by various things when it comes to local productions. I'm a big, big fan of South African movies. Of my favorite movies, as things like I recently discovered this magical thing called YouTube. that I now also like a boss have on my TV. And it took me 6 years to figure this one out.
Yes. Yeah. Proud of you.
Right.
Proud of
you. No, thank you. Would you believe if I tell you the only things that I YouTube on my TV now is something called Kooperasi Stories. It's probably before your time. Mm. Kooperasi Stories with Mitty them. I was a lighty watching this. But that is the love that I have for anything South African. From the Vetkoek Palace to the fishy fashions. And then I was inspired by things like dollars and white pipes.
Yes.
Which for me was the game changer for South African movies. It was the game changer. Yeah. Dollars and white pipes. So and then we had Four Corners and Nume Skoli and there's just this narrative of South African movies. And if we look at what is happening and the output that we're getting, and if I look at what you guys are doing, the future is great, man. But now the problem is we need to support local. We shouldn't just talk about it. We need to support. So how can people access this movie of yours, Lost Hope?
So we are having a media launch 2 weeks ago at the Labia. But
thanks for the invite, by the way.
There's another one coming, 5th of May, but he's getting to that.
So we're having a second and possibly a third screening. The second screening is the Sunday, 5th of May at 3:30 p.m. It's at the Wave Theatre in Long Street. You can go onto our Lost Hope film page on Facebook and all the information is there. There's also links to the website where you just click on the link and you book your ticket at 60 Rand a ticket to reserve your seat. So depending on the market
and support local, I suppose that is here. That's the big thing here. Support local. So local guys, Liquor Mentor, Oars Mentor, Carpies for the win. It is what it is. Support local. It's great. You guys are doing awesome work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget Alan Pakkies and Spinners as well. I mean, how can we? South African movies and the output that we have and the talent that we have here is just phenomenal.
And this is the thing, as colored people, we have so many stories to tell, so many interesting stories outside of... Look, I've got much respect for the stories that have come before us, but we are interesting, we are funny. There's so many facets to us as colored people, especially from the Cape Flats, that there's so many undiscovered stories that still need to be told. And so I am so proud of the two of us and our team for telling this part of our culture, showing this part of our culture.
Tell me about funding.
What funding?
How difficult
is that?
There
was not it's not even no budget or low budget. It's no budget. We had no money, not a single cent. We did this purely based on and driven and fueled by passion. Because here's the thing, I live my life with this mission that I'm going to get what I want. I'm going to get it. Do I know how I'm going to get it? I don't, but I'm going to do it. With all the goals and things that I've achieved in my life, most of the time I set out where I don't know how I'm going to get to the end, but I get there because... Faith, man. Faith
Determined.
In yourself, faith in that higher power. Because when you do your part, I firmly believe that the man above, he meets you halfway.
Morning, Stan, how do I get into acting?
Do you really want to do that?
Listen, are you prepared to audition for months on end without booking a job?
Not
knowing how you're going to pay your bills?
Throw bread and water.
Look, the thing is, there's a lot of rejection in this industry. It's 90% of the jobs that you audition and cast for, you're probably not going to get. But if you are, after hearing all of that, if you are still passionate about telling stories, because that's what it's about. It's about telling stories. If you are still passionate about it, there are various agencies in Cape Town that you can get signed to. Try and do a couple of short courses. Short courses. If you can't study acting full time, but definitely get some sort of. Technical education, because technique is so important.
100%.
I'm interested in the film industry is more than just acting. Like, you screen writ and things like that. So any advice for young writers out there who have stories to tell but maybe need a bit of guidance?
The best advice I can give is learn the whole process. Don't isolate yourself to one.
No shortcuts.
Yeah, there is no shortcuts. It's the long process, regardless of what you see and the stories you hear of overnight successes. It's never overnight successes.
It's a fantasy.
There's 10, 15 years of grinding and working hard and breaking your back and blood, sweat, and tears into making that overnight success. Because a lot of people are like, oh, where did this this person appear out of nowhere? So my overnight success. No, I've been hustling. We've been hustling for 10, 15 years. And now you're only starting to see us.
Yeah.
So like people listening to me, like, yo, when do I get into breakfast radio? I used to work 2 to 6 in the morning. I used to travel with public transport. I would take in a train, the last train into Cape Town. I'd walk to the station. It was P4 at the time. I'd get there by 8. I'd sleep on the couch, wake up at 2, do the show till 6, and take a train home. For years. Years.
Wow.
Then I work 10 till 2, get home 3 o'clock in the morning, and get up at 6:30 for my day gig again. For years. 20 odd years later, I'm sitting here as a breakfast host.
It takes a long time to become an overnight success.
Brother, yeah. I love listening to you. It's like, you know the journey.
Because people see the end result. They see the nice parts of it. They don't see the pain and the struggle and the tears that you cry out of sheer frustration because you want this so bad. You want, like, your... For me personally, my soul cries out for that thing that nourishes it, for a chance to make that little 8-year-old kid happy. But I'm finally in a space where I'm doing it, and I'm filled with so much light in my soul, especially since we wrapped filming in November, December last year. Because this isn't just me acting and me being part of an amazing project. This is me healing and finding closure. This is my
your journey,
my revenge against what happened to me, because I could have done so many things in retaliation, but because hurt people, but I chose to take all of that pain and turn it into power.
You took your power back.
I took my power back.
Oh, Hendrix, Norman, Leslie, the movie's called Lost Hope. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We wish you guys well. We want to get you guys back in. And just again, for those that missed it, where can we catch it?
May the 5th.
May the 5th. It's a Sunday, May the 5th, 3:30 p.m. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. The Wave Theatre. The Wave on Long.
Yeah.
Gents, thank you very much. All the
thank
best.
So
all
much.
The
thank
best. Keep
so
the projects pushing. And we wish you well.
Appreciate
and just
it.
A reminder to everyone that's listening to us, Usain Bolt ran 9.58 seconds. That's under 10 seconds, 100 meters. It took him 16 years to get there.
Wake up with the best breakfast show in town.
I never miss a morning.
Join Stan, Mishka, and Carl for the Big Breakfast Show every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.
Only on Good Hope FM, Cape Town's original.